This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and no snow today, thank goodness. Just beautiful spring weather as fans from near and far, young and old, are at Fenway Park for Red Sox opening day.
My name's Alexis Lewis. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name's Ricky Lewis. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. All the way from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yep.
To see the Sox play here at Fenway. Never been here before. Huge Red Sox fan because we're from Las Vegas and we don't have a team for ourselves. So we adopted the Sox younger years ago, and here we are.
Need tickets? Selling tickets?
My name's Christopher Busa. I'm from South Nashua, New Hampshire.
I'm his son, Paul Busa, and I live in Wakefield, Mass.
It's a tradition that my son and I have been doing for 30 years.
And we've had the opportunity to do this every year. It's something we always look forward to. So no matter what's going on in your world, you know that you have this to look forward to. That's part of the reason that keeps you coming back, other than a joy for the game and to get out here with all the other people who do it every year as well.
My name is Tessie Blake D'Amato. I'm from Vermont.
I'm Emily Blake, and I'm from Vermont.
And this is my first time here,
yeah.
And I'm very excited because I'm just so excited to see Wally's sister that's named Tessie because that's my name.
Fantastic. Guys, enjoy your day. Thank you.
David Littlefield, the sausage guy. We're expecting a great day today.
Why? Finally sunny out. The Sox are back in town. Fantastic. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely, it's going to be awesome. Sounds of fans from opening day at Fenway Park. And joining us now from Fenway is WBR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, what's going on?
Well, Mookie Betts just got on first base, I think, is what's going on. So fans are hoping that the Red Sox will get on the scoreboard. It's now 0-0, but they're hoping that the Sox will edge a little bit ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates here.
Well, it sounds like the energy is up at Fenway Park. What's the day been like so far?
I would say yes, the energy is definitely up. People are excited by the fact that opening day is finally here. I mean, there's such a build-up after, you know, the end of last season, then through spring training, and you have a big acquisition like, you know, pitcher Chris Sale, and everybody wants to see the players here in Boston and in Fenway and enjoy, you know, a beautiful day at the ballpark, and that's
doing. Let me just jump in here. What part of Fenway are you in right now?
I'm a little ways off of, I'm on the fifth level, just behind the crowd, and people are, you know, it's the fourth inning. People want to score, so they're getting a little bit excited. I think they also might be getting a little bit cold. I think, you know, the initial enthusiasm is still here, but I see more and more people putting on winter hats.
Oh, come on. No. It's like 50 degrees outside.
If you're sitting, though, if you're sitting in the same place and you're sitting in the shade, it can be a little bit chilly.
That's true. So not the normal hushed tones of the press box. I love the feeling of being there in the middle of all the action. Now, I understand, who threw out the first pitch today? Someone special?
Yeah, that would be Mr. Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
After some shenanigans with Rob Gronkowski, so they had five representatives of the Patriots come out to throw out the first pitch. And they came out with their Lombardi trophies for all their Super Bowl wins. Tom Brady was here. Rob Gronkowski was here. Dion Lewis was here. James White. And, of course, owner Robert Kraft. But before they threw out the opening pitch, Rob Gronkowski stole Tom Brady's jersey, a little bit of a nod to the something might be happening here. But a little bit to a nod to Tom Brady's jersey actually getting stolen at the Super Bowl. And then Tom Brady tackled Rob Gronkowski in the outfield and got his jersey back. So some shenanigans before the game.
And shenanigans now, actually, as we hear the cheering behind you. Okay,
yes,
so let's...
The organ playing.
Let's talk about...
What would baseball be without organ playing, right?
Or rambunctious Red Sox fans, let's just put it that way. All right, so this is obviously the first game of the season... The first season the Red Sox have without David Ortiz, but Big Poppy himself actually managed to send an opening day message to the Sox via social media. Here it is.
What's up, Red Sox Nation? You know, I just want to wish my boys good luck this season. Always behind y'all, cheering for your guys. Let's give Red Sox Nation what they deserve. Good luck, guys. Peace.
So, Shira, tell me, though, without Big Poppy, like, how's this year's team shaping up?
I think it's shaping up good. I think people are really looking not so well, they're looking to the hitting, but they're also looking to the pitching. They have, you know, Rick Porcello, who's on the mound today. As I mentioned, they acquired Chris Sale from the White Sox in the offseason. That's another big name. And then we're all hoping, or I should say Red Sox Nation is hoping, that David Price will get healthy soon. And that is a fearsome rotation. They are part of a rotation, maybe the best rotation in baseball. So I think people feel very optimistic when they look at their pitching. There is some concern, obviously, about hitting. You're looking at a scoreless game at the moment, and there were certainly a lot of David Ortiz jerseys out and about and around, people wearing them around the ballpark today. So he is very much missed, both on the field and sort of spiritually, because he was the leader of the team as well in terms of, you know, on the field and off the field.
Well, that's Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter, with the plum assignment of the day, I'll say, talking to us from opening day at Fenway Park. Shira, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, in the last minute that we have, we started the hour at Fenway Park, and it was 0-0 at that time, and Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter, is there again with us now. We've got 30 seconds, Shira. Something amazing happened in the past 45 minutes.
Yeah, Andrew Benintendi, let me try to say that correctly because we'll be saying his name a lot in the future. He is a rookie, and he hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth, and the Red Sox are now ahead 5-0. So the crowd was going wild, I think in part because they were so eager to get some runs on the scoreboard, but also because they see Benintendi as the next great Red Sox superstar. He's already the preseason favorite to win the 2017 Rookie of the Year Award. He's only 22 years old,
yeah.
So he could be around and hitting home runs for quite some time in Fenway Park.
Well, Twitter told me he hit it off a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, too. Shira Springer, thanks so much.
Yes.
This is Radio Boston.
Thank you.